Your podcasters coming in at 5'2", weighing 112 pounds, out of Alabama. She hails from Alabama State University. At the one mic, give it up for Keitra Long. Your B mic, weighing in at pounds, starting at 5'4", hailing from Mullen, South Carolina, by way of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Give it up for the B mic, Wit.
Is this going to be the intro?
Obviously. Well, obviously.
I'm glad you like it.
Love it. Not just like it, I love it.
Yep. What's up?
Because I'm not down.
Welcome to the Post and Delete podcast.
Ooh.
I'm trying to cue you up to say it.
You say it. Mm-mm. You just said it. That's the one we're using. Do it again because I stepped on it.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
I'm full of them.
What?
I'm full of them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Post and Delete podcast. I'm Keitra Long.
And it's Wit.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Just all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you?
Alive. Alive. Grateful.
Yeah.
Grateful to be alive. Yes. In the house.
As per.
I literally and figuratively got my second wind.
What you mean?
I got my second wind.
When have you ever lost wind?
I'm on my second life. Two times a charm. God won't be here and I'ma be here. Ask me what I'm doing. Hearing. Hearing and nowing.
Amen.
Oh, you say amen. I ain't even think you use words like amen. You be sighing doing the grace and the prayers and stuff. I'm just saying.
I'll be what?
Sighing. It's a lot of sighing.
We already talked about that.
It's a lot of sighing and eye opening.
We already talked about that.
And television looking at it and YouTube and so whatnot.
You do night prayers for grace. Ain't nobody got time for that. You do that on your own time, not with somebody else that's trying to eat with you.
First of all, you did not cut the grace. You say the grace, you say the prayer, you be thankful.
Yeah, you as say you the grace well, for the food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say your grace so long is because you don't pray at night.
No, but you don't have to pray.
Yeah, got
me.
To get that in for
How
you.
How you know what I do at night?
That's for you. Because I see you before.
You don't know what I do at night, Keitra. First and foremost.
Okay. Do you pray at night?
Yeah.
When?
At night.
No. At what? At some point, you're going to have to admit we slept together.
What?
We just slept together.
We slept in the same room together is what you mean?
In the same bed.
Okay. What that mean?
I didn't see you pray then.
What does that mean?
I didn't see.
You don't need to see me do something for me to do it.
I'm going to just say I noticed.
Also, still, even if I did not pray at night, I don't need you to pray for me during grace.
Why?
It's okay. Because I'm going to eat.
It's okay. No. Because sometimes, you don't know what people hand be in.
Right.
Hey, what you think grace was invented for?
I don't know.
Exactly.
To bless the food. The food.
And bless you while you eating the food. You
okay,
never know
so what are your night prayers for?
Look, you never know when it's your last, might be your last chicken bone.
Okay. I don't eat chicken
Fish
bones.
Fish bone could take you right out of here. Think about it. Snapper could snap your vertebrae. Your coagula. And you up here not wanting to do the prayer. Every day is Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah, that'd be taking too long too. Shut up and eat.
If it's not your attitude about the Lord's mercy. My auntie be saying, I love the podcast. That's why I always slide God in there, because you are one faithful listener. That's for you. The God portions are for you.
For Keitra.
Oh, you act like I'm a holy roller, honey.
You are.
A real? Mm-hmm. Is that the way you feel about me?
A little bit.
Well, okay. What
I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying, cut the grace down a little bit.
No, Whitney.
If I'm around, cut a couple minutes off.
No, Whitney. Tell the people what's got me jumping for Jesus.
Actions. What you mean? You pray all the time.
Oh, because I pray all the time. I'm a holy roller.
Yeah.
And I do Bible study in church.
Yeah, I was about to say, never mind. You have traditional values and views.
What's that? What are those?
The views that you have that are traditional.
No, what was you about to say?
I'm not going
to
say that.
Say it. gotta get my dog a new groomer. Took my dog to the groomer. Got my baby out here looking like a mole rat.
A little bit.
A science experiment.
A little bit. They just went too low on the face, on the snout.
Poor baby. He said, I asked for a 3.
Definitely gave him a 1.
A damn near 0. I can see my baby kneecaps. And he keep looking. It like, I promise you, he had tears in his eyes. I promise you. He just keep looking at me. What we gonna do? I took a picture of him. My poor baby. That's okay.
He's still cute, though.
That's okay. He'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. Tell them long hair don't care, Kaiser. Mm-hmm. Long hair don't care. No, tell them I look like my mama. My mama got a few pieces of hair on her head now. I got the fuzz, though.
It's coming. It's coming in.
Do you see the fuzz?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You see the fuzz?
I tell you that every day. Yes, I see it.
Yeah. You see me? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. But I do. The fuzz is on.
All right.
That's what I've been praying for. You'll be. They be like, mofus.
I'm going to try this again. Would you like to update the listeners on your health journey or no? You want to give it some time?
I'm good, you know. Alive. I gotta be optimistic.
Yeah.
I got to be optimistic because I almost slapped the shit at my surgical oncologist.
You realize, like, it's still a journey.
It don't have to be.
The journey continues.
I think he be drinking sometimes. He's like, what the? I think his assistant quit.
I wonder why. She wasn't there when you went?
No. And
nobody that was like familiar?
No.
No.
Uh-oh. Well, I think her sister still worked for him. But she was like, hey, when I text her, it went green. Like, shit. Hey, girl, hey. And then I called the office, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, blank should have that. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, yeah, but give us give us the other doctor information.
They didn't want to say.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
Yeah.
And he gonna come in the room
2 hours later.
So long. He was with another patient. Was you doing the surgery? If what? Oh, I got something. If one more person tell me you have the perfect head to be bald.
He told you that?
Yes, he walked in the room. Huh.
He had to see Keetra's face for that. That was funny. You know what to expect.
People motherfucking be playing me. Quit playing me. Quit playing me. Don't hit my DMs. Don't text me. So when you FaceTime me, if I let you FaceTime me, don't say nothing.
How are you gonna say nothing?
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing about my head.
You gotta say something.
He gonna walk in the room.
Well.
He was like, you're the perfect head for that. Fuck you.
You do. I told you that.
I was about to ram him with my head before. I was like, yo, son, I'm about to fuck you up, my boy. We cool. Yeah, I said, I ain't beating the perfect head allegations. My question is, what did y'all expect my head to look like?
I mean, you don't know when someone has hair. You just don't know what the head shape is. Did you got like a perfect little round head?
Okay.
What?
Hypothetically, mm-hmm. What if my head was like scooped up?
Exactly.
Would y'all
pointed at the top?
I do think it's slanted to the left a little bit.
I mean, nobody's head. It's not perfect, but it's
good. You just said, y'all.
For the look. Nobody's head is like super perfect, but it's about as perfect as it gets.
That is so sweet. All right. That is so.
I didn't mean it like that.
Have you ever seen your head shape?
Yeah.
You like your head shape?
Yeah.
You think it's perfect?
Like short hair? Like with like my hair shaved all the way? Yeah.
Ah. Real stud on me.
I think I look better with no hair than hair. I already told you that.
You should do your locks. Mm. You been playing it?
It's such a commitment. I have like not been taking care of my hair at all. Mm. And locks are such a commitment. There's no going back. Well, I mean, you could, but it's, you know.
No, I watched this.
You can comb them out.
Let me tell you something. I sat on TikTok for 27 minutes and watched this girl taking her locks out.
Right. For 27 minutes.
27 minutes. Yeah. I looked. I was like, oh, I've been here too long. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got no locks. Hell, I ain't got no hair.
You really got to like be like, this is what I'm doing for a substantial amount of time.
Do it. How you pressure me so much?
I'm gonna try.
You know how you pressure me? I like, so you be like, wear your head out. Just wear
it. You did it. You've done it.
Just wear your head out.
How's it feel going outside?
Huh?
How's it feel going outside with your head free?
The wind be hitting my scalp in the middle.
Yeah.
It be cold. And now, wait. I don't know how my hair is growing back, what texture. I don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. But I do know a brisk wind went by and it felt like electricity. I was like, hey, am I orbiting? What is this?
Connecting with your environment.
Shock value. It felt like I was getting electrocuted, but in a loving way. Oh. Not sexual.
What?
Oh my!
It felt good. Is what you were trying to say?
My Shayla.
You trying to say it felt good?
Nah.
Oh.
It felt fast. That's what I was trying to say. It felt fast and unassuming. That's the way.
Okay. You can move on from that.
That's the way. All right. Look. We raw dogging this episode. Don't say nothing.
Teacher don't ever want to make a
Do you ever want to make some?
No, I don't.
Well, you shut your filthy mouth. Shut your god awful mouth. Let's talk about some news that's not so current, but we need to y'all want to hear from my perspective.
So much has been happening.
Man, 6-7 in sadness summer.
Oh.
6-8 in sadness summer. Karen Reed got free.
Finally. Yeah.
It only took my girl a mere 2 years.
2 years.
A mere 2 years.
Longer than that, really, but two trials.
Yeah. Two trial, Karen.
Still caught a charge.
Still caught a charge. They just go,
what?
I'm looking at your foot stretched out across my couch.
Okay, I ain't got no shoes on.
You might as well.
What? No.
Your feet look That's like you still got shoes on.
No, it don't. You just shut up.
You might as well.
You just be saying stuff. I have nice feet.
Let me see. You do have nice.
Let me see. Shut up.
You do have nice feet. Like, you know those shoes where the toes be separated?
Like water shoes?
You got water shoes. You got the perfect feet for water shoes. You know how you say I got the perfect head to be free? You got the perfect water shoe toes. You got finger feet.
You trying to say my toes are long?
Yeah, bro. Your second toe is...
All right. Nobody want to hear
man,
this.
Man, your second toe got your first toe by a mile.
Yeah, that one's longer, but this one's shorter.
Oh, man.
All right, move on. Nobody cares about my feet,
oh,
Petra, I promise.
Man.
I'm going to cut all of this out. Come on.
Cut that. You better not. You better not.
Don't nobody care about my toes. They can't see my feet. Don't nobody want to hear that.
The world wants it.
No, they don't.
It's some. We got some listeners into toes, I'm going to tell you that.
Well, they won't be into mine.
This is the toe episode.
No, it's not.
That's gonna be the name of this episode. Told you.
So,
you so silly. No, you about
something wrong with you?
Something wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. It's something wrong with your second.
So Carrie is free.
It's something wrong with your second toe.
They remember they used to say that meant something if your second toe was.
Nah, I never heard of it.
Yes, you did.
Nah,
what it meant.
Probably primitive.
Which side would that be?
Let me guess. That would be the palest side. That would be the paper mache side of you.
Morton's toe. I got Morton's toe.
Who the hell is Morton?
That's what it's called.
That sounds like a very Caucasian disease.
It's a normal. It's a normal anatomical variation, not a deformity.
Eels. What'd you say? That's Morton. It's called what?
Morton's toe.
Look up Marvin's toe. Marvin's toe gonna be like eels. A deformity. Some wrong, not right. Your mama didn't love you.
They used to say it meant something. But like, you know, something stupid. Anyway.
Thug got free. Karen got free. Who else got free?
Was it Baldwin? Baldwin got free. Is that who was on trial?
Oh, my. Oh,
that
was long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. It was this year. It was a couple months ago.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. That was years ago. What?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was that,
Keetra. He shot Alec.
Yes.
That
trial was this year.
No,
all
my
right,
girl.
Y'all watch this.
Okay, I'm gonna look it
wrong.
Up.
Please look it up.
It will. Oh.
Oh.
Well, Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The case was dismissed July 12, 2024.
Oh, okay. It wasn't years ago, so neither of us.
The case began.
Yeah, I mean, but so was Karen Reed.
The
Karen
case
Reed happened in like 2022.
This case was during COVID, July 2024. Whoa, seems like so long ago.
I didn't think it was that long ago. It seemed more recent than that.
It seemed like it was so long ago. I mean, I could have swore I was hearing about this during COVID. Y'all tell us, because I'm pretty sure I was hearing about this during COVID.
I'm sure it had. I believe it happened then.
Anyway, you were wrong.
So were you.
You were wrong.
So were you.
You were wrong. I don't think you do. So shut your stupid head self up. Thug got free. Free the guy.
I was about to say something.
Free the guy. So wait. Thug got free. Karen got free. And Shannon Sharp got to pay $23 million.
He got halfway free.
Nah, nothing about $23 million that you don't have is free.
You don't think he got it?
No.
Probably not liquid. It probably won't all be cash. But I'm sure he can find other ways to give her money.
She's not gonna get it.
Oh well, that's probably mostly true.
He was like, you can get it.
Mostly true. He definitely got paid him lawyer fees though. I'm sure.
Oh, he gonna pay his lawyers. Hopefully, but he about to be like, girl, that's in my mama name. bankruptcy.
Yeah, but that was a settlement though. That wasn't like he wasn't He didn't lose the case. He settled.
Yeah, he settled.
So there got to be some type of stipulations where you got to pay this because you settled.
Didn't OJ settle?
He lost.
He lost.
He was court ordered.
Hey, the game. Oh, wait. Or did he lose? He lost. He lost. Dang. But I know people who settled. They ain't getting their money.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills bondsman sued me.
I don't think she's just gonna go.
Wait. He didn't get that money.
I don't think she just gonna go away. She gonna get her money one way or another. And Tony Busby, he gonna get his money one way or another.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I ain't getting it, so I really could care less.
$23 million for trying to stick it in the butt. I know he wish he would have got a mannequin.
What?
Yeah, it ain't all liquid. What? I was like, dang, man. Imagine having to give $23 million to somebody for something that could have been totally avoided. Completely avoided. And that could have been a home for your children, legacy money.
He wasn't doing that either. So...
he went doing what?
Really giving money his children like that. Remember what he said his daughter's
he wasn't paying for their wedding.
What her limit was. He probably got it. He don't want to give it to nobody.
What he said her limit was?
$30,000.
For
her wedding.
Was that the dress?
That was the limit. So whatever.
Like I'm doing the math in my head. Exactly. I'm like,
yeah. He said that was her limit. That was it.
I'm like, she can't get no Alexander Wang with that. Miss Ma'am gonna take his money.
What, the younger?
Miss Ma'am gonna take his money and create generational wealth with her.
No, she not. She gonna spend it.
I doubt it.
You think a 23-year-old with no kids is about to set up generational wealth for her future children?
I think she had a plan for it before she got it.
To retire from OnlyFans. Which is what she did.
She gonna buy a house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, gonna take it right there. She gonna buy a ridiculous house.
She probably, you know what?
In L.A.
Nah, she live in Vegas.
Oh.
She might relocate to LA because she did say she moved to
She moved to Vegas for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But they met in LA because they met at that gym.
24-hour fitness will crumble. That's my favorite saying. Like, will crumble. Everything, Rock Nation will crumble. Everything will crumble because of Rock Nation.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Apparently. Jay-Z got a new song.
No, he doesn't.
He don't. But
if he do, he don't.
For the seventh consecutive time.
He don't. Sorry.
But a seven. Why everybody who look like Jay-Z sue him?
Because they like, ain't no way.
You the only believe, reason. I can't believe I'm.
You the only reason I look like this.
It can't be. It can't. It ain't no other way. Who else look like this? Who else look like this? Look at me. Ma, look at me. Who I look like?
Oh. Diddy practically free. As we talking about people that's free.
Three counts. Still got three.
It was two counts.
No, he got three counts. Three counts to go.
He was cleared of three.
And he got acquitted on two? I mean, and he got accused
charged
of two.
With two. Prostitution.
Charged with two. What was the other one? And
prostitution. They were both prostitution. For different women. The two different women. But he'll be out soon. So he's practically free. Everybody going free. The justice system is failing left and right.
Is Donald Trump transportation to engage in prostitution?
Mm-hmm. Which is like, is that not sex trafficking?
Mate, no. So right. That's probably why I was confused. I was like, wait.
Because you still talk about traveling.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. You
feel like he's going to get off on those?
I thought, if I'm not mistaken, prosecution is only asking for like 5 years, I think. And he's already done like a year and a half. He'll probably get two per charge, maybe. And then those will run congruent. So he'll probably be out in like 6 months. If not, just go ahead and get out.
I'm trying to look it up. How many years is the prosecution asking him for? Yeah, we'll come back to it. Maybe not today, not tomorrow. But somebody that's not getting away. Did you hear this case about this Maxwell Anderson?
Of course I did.
For those of y'all that don't know, Maxwell Anderson was a Caucasian man in the state of Wisconsin. And he was tried and convicted of, and this was circumstantial evidence, of the murder of a 19-year-old girl. The way in which they convicted him was video footage. So listen, don't get caught in Wisconsin because they got cameras everywhere.
They clocked his every single move.
Every move.
Every move.
When I tell you, y'all want to know the wildest thing? He had a camera pointed towards the window of his apartment, the inside the window of his apartment. So they saw movement, like visibly him and Sade inside of his apartment, him and the young lady he murdered and severed all of her body parts. And they still haven't found her head. However, they clocked him from beginning to end, even in the woods. And then he used her car. So the bus, and he took the bus back to his house. And then he hid the evidence in the trash can near his house. But they found, like, the matches. So he got accused, and he, on camera, everything but the absolute crime itself, which kind of was, because they showed him his movements with the body. And he drugged her and then took dirty pictures of her. So anyway, this guy got in court and said he not guilty.
He did.
Not to mention his family is very wealthy. And this what you doing with your life. So
probably done it before.
Sure. Honestly. Sure. Yeah. I was very saddened by that. A young black woman just. I'm always fearful. For early teens and 20s, the way young people, you just can't be carefree in this world. And unfortunately, it could cost you your life when you just trying to have fun. Possibly find love or hook up.
Yeah.
And that's what she was met with. So that was sad. But he got accused, honey. So no. He guilty.
Yeah, he'd be in jail for the rest of his life. For sure.
Yeah.
Just to go back on that Diddy thing. I found it, looked it up. It says that the prosecution is seeking a sentence significantly longer than the 2 years recommended by the defense, but only potentially 5 to 6 years. So they're literally only asking for him to be sentenced to 5 to 6 years. So the judge will probably do something in the middle.
Yeah, he'll do 2.5.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So basically he's going to be spending 7 months on house arrest.
Yeah.
For those of you counting at home.
Oh yeah.
That's my legal spiegel analysis. Or probably nothing. He'll probably get out on time, sir.
Right.
So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
If that happened.
Yeah. You know what? I am surprised. Donald Trump said it would be extremely difficult.
He says, the way my ego set up.
He said it would be extremely difficult to pardon you, but Kodak Black, my boy.
Yeah, he said Kodak Black ain't never said nothing crazy about him. Yeah, so it was easy to get him out, you know. Ain't no problem. But that nigga,
moving on to, much more pressing issues that are plaguing our society and the black woman. I ask you, my sister.
Oh my God.
No. Recently, a friend of mine brought it to my attention, a 25-year-old issue, an age old issue. And I heard this before. One of my friends, Trail, that he is ill. And I think you did too, brought it to my attention that Ari Lennox was talking about Martin.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
I didn't know about that. I didn't know that was Ari. I think you brought that to my attention.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh? I don't follow Ari.
Huh? Guess that's just in my little world, in my little head. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Well, you and somebody. Well, I mean, not you. Look at me.
We talked about it.
Oh,
we talked about it. Okay.
But about colorism on the show. And that
on Martin.
Yes. And that basically she didn't like Martin because of the way it made her feel, because of the jokes that he made about Pam because she was darker skinned. Mm-hmm. The jokes like she looked like a dog, BDB. You know, the list, the cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know.
It was mostly that she was ugly. Those are most of his jokes.
Yeah.
In some type of way, she was ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that those jokes were because she was darker skinned. And I'd heard that before a while ago, that those jokes were specific to Pam because she was darker skin.
How do you feel about Martin when you watch it today? Does it make you feel the same way that it made you feel 25 years ago?
I mean, no joke from when you're a child to an adult is going to hit the same because you view the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From an artist's perspective, I'm a Sadie's. I felt like today, I feel like he and Tashina Arnold were played extremely well off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to think. I mean, I wouldn't have never known, but I don't know who else auditioned for that role or who was there. But I was like, dang, I really couldn't see anybody else that did that as well as she did.
Mm-hmm.
That took it and gave it. And when I think about from an artist's perspective, when I think about that, I was like, dang. Who knows if that was even the goal initially, but maybe when they were doing the show, like he found one joke and he just ran with it and continued to run with it because the audience laughed. Now, what makes that difficult is because she was dark skinned, did that make it easier for the audience to laugh? It's like,
probably.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably so.
So how you feel about it?
About what exactly? Do I feel like there was colorism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also think that was... I mean, in a lot of television shows, that's very prevalent. Older shows specifically, it's very prevalent. I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying a show from almost 30 years ago had issues, was problematic. I don't think that that is a salacious thing to say. It's like, yeah, duh. A lot of things were problematic 30 years ago. If right. We look at it today.
Right. I feel like, I don't know. It's just really, I don't know how to really feel about it or how to pinpoint my exact emotion when people go and pull clips of things that were done 20, 30 years ago because of evolution.
Right.
You know, humor has changed.
Absolutely. And some people have a problem adjusting to that. And some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people be like, oh, you trying to stop me from saying some messed up stuff I want to say. And somebody else will be like, well, yeah, I just had to adjust to it. And yeah. I can do that because this is what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think for me, the problem comes in to play because Ari Lennox made it personal to her. I think that people have spent a lot of time trying to invalidate how she felt about it. But it's okay that she felt that way. She's a dark-skinned woman who watched the show when she was a kid. It's okay that she expressed that it bothered her.
Yeah.
And the response to it, in my opinion, it furthers the narrative. It's like, oh, she joked back too. Okay, that doesn't negate what she said and how she felt about it.
It's weird because Martin and her are like literally the same complexion.
Okay.
So.
Men and women don't have that same experience. Black men and women, dark skinned men and women don't have the same experience when it comes to colorism a lot of times.
Okay, that's fair. That's very fair.
And I, like I told you the other day, because the argument now a lot of the times is, well, everybody on the show got the jokes. And everybody on the show did get the jokes, for sure. But I think for me, the difference comes into how specific the jokes are to everybody, except for Pam. Pam got the generalized. She has never been an ugly woman. Her hair has never been out of place.
No.
On the show. Gina absolutely had a big head and a tight butt. Those were the jokes that she got, and those were specific to her. As far as Pam is concerned, it was the generic, you ugly, your hair nappy jokes. And none of that was true. Martin jokes was he was short and had big ears. That is true. Tommy ain't had no job. That was true.
We don't know if Tommy not had no job was true. You ain't know that. You can't validate that. He had a lot of ball jokes. He had a lot of ball.
Okay, and that was true. And whatever they was joking on Cole about, I don't remember.
Being short and thick. And dumb.
Right.
And dumb. Being short, thick, and dumb. That was it.
But again, it's a 25-year-old show. Of course, it's going to have some issues and problems. But
yeah, that was definitely, I mean, it was definitely a Def Jam vibe to the show. Like, for that time period. You know, as an artist, as a comedian, I definitely grapple with that at times and how people take, you know, my art and my thought process. Which, you know, I mean, I guess sometimes if you're not, which, I mean, from a stand-up perspective, if you're not listening, it can very well be misconstrued. If you're not, because it's if I'm making a generalized joke or something, a topic, a very sensitive topic or something, it's always a point. You just have to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gist of it. But as far as his artistry, you know, I mean, you know, Martin was like one of my favorite shows. We didn't get that many black shows, honey. We did not get that many black comedies.
In the 90s? Oh, black comedies.
Yeah. Black led comedies. In the 2000, the 90s, 2000. It was, what stand-up comedians led shows? Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else though?
In the 90s specifically or just in general?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not a lot. That's not Martin and Jamie.
Oh, Malcolm and Eddie. I ain't watched that show.
Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah. I think that's the name. With Malcolm Jamal Warner and Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin.
I don't know nothing about that.
I think.
The Wayans brothers. That was later.
Oh. Fair. I mean, dude, I think every show has its problem. But yeah, don't invalidate. I think that's where the biggest problem is, and I think you're right. Invalidating someone's feelings about their experience. I think, man, when it comes to women, I think the validity of our emotions always comes off as whiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter how you put it, when an issue is presented before the public, and you know, I ain't gonna even hold you. I hate to say it, but women do it to women.
Absolutely.
And that's the part I hate. Like, we don't have any sympathy for each other.
Right. Right.
Like,
and my thing is, it's like, it's so many women who don't look like Ari, who have not had her experience, that's telling her that she didn't have, that she's incorrect for saying what she's saying. Like, you shouldn't even be speaking on that period. But if you look, a lot of women who look like her, like, yeah, I went to school and got the Pam jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird for me.
Yeah. Like, because you're a comedian. I think probably.
Nah, I mean, like, when women do that to women, it's such a weird thing to me. Cause on one thing or another, we all have experienced something similar as women. Nandy percent of us, but we all get our cycle, so that's a commonality.
Right there in itself.
Right.
There you go.
You know? Most of us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, most of us pee pee out of our urethra.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You know, that's two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very, like, no, I don't, like, on a personal level, I don't have all the struggles or even all the problems or of some women.
Right.
But I can sympathize. I can listen. Because I have every type of woman around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can listen and sympathize because I've been listened to and given sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
And not just sympathy, understanding.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I get it from an artist's perspective, but I won't invalidate her on that. And I think, you know, women publicly embarrassing women, that shit is trash to me. And I know a lot of women won't agree with me, but ain't no bird. Look. And speaking of that subject matter, Love Island done closed out.
Oh my God.
Nicolandria. Freako Nico.
Nicolandria.
Michelle.
The real winners of Love Island. I'm too old to be so invested in them children.
Yeah.
Listen, for real.
Listen. When I was, I was like, all right, I have got to find something to do with my life.
It was a little ridiculous.
Nick had me. I got back on Snapchat.
Teacher downloaded Snapchat for Nick.
Girl. Nicola, if you listening, I'm on Snapchat.
That's crazy to me.
I'm on Snapchat just on his face. Just, I deleted everybody else.
That's crazy. I ain't take it that far yet.
Look, my niece and nephews on Snapchat, they trying to be my friends. And me, block. I'm here for one person and one person. Two people and two people. Because Olandria, and she posted a snap for the first time today.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me.
I just go to Threads and they'll post it. That's where I see the Snapchat. I didn't think, when I heard that the reunion was going to be August 25th, I was like, ain't nobody going to be talking about this show a month from now after ending. That's stupid. And we still going.
They know. The producers know.
It's new stuff happening every day.
I promise. It's like they stepped out of the TV and was like, hey, Whitney. They will.
Hey, shut your ass up. We know what we doing.
Right. That, yeah. Speaking of colorism, I wanted to bring that back up because I feel like this season, well, first of all, the first of the problems is I feel like, well, I know, I mean, quiet as kept.
I used to work in reality TV.
but I feel like the repeated formula thing, I was bored with it, honestly. The bringing two brown-skinned girls in.
They were trying to recreate the season prior.
Right.
For sure.
Right. And it was like, it was a snooze fest at first. And then, I think, oddly enough, Ace was the one that got me, like, invested. Ace and Shelly had me invested. And then I started paying more attention. Well, first of all, let me just say this. I was locked in from the beginning on Olandria because she's from Alabama. Shout out. 205-256.
Bama Barbie.
Bama Barbie.
Bama Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Bama Barbie. Mm-hmm. Big Belgian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The Big Belgian in Bama Barbie. But, yeah, I was invested in Olandria because she's from Alabama. Y'all know what it is. And, yeah, I was going to ride with her either way.
Mm-hmm. But they were trying to make her Serena at first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. No. I feel like they was trying to make Shelly Serena. Honestly, I feel like they was trying to make Shelly Serena.
But she was.
Think about it. She ended up with 22-year-old Ace.
But she was sort of getting the Janae treatment though, because who? What's her name? Shelly. Shelly, because it looked it appeared as though, like the season prior, the way Serena and Cordell were locked in from the beginning, that was Olandria and Taylor. And Janae was in relationships, but she was kind of floating a little bit and was kind of unsure on what was going on. And then in the end, it ended up being Olandria who was more so got the
Janae treatment.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. Dear Love Island, you produced the hell out of this season.
Not in a good way.
Right? When I tell y'all made fetch happen.
Not in a good way.
Y'all did that. Yeah. And I know it's some British people behind the USA one. I know it is.
Well, the show is British.
Yeah, I know the show is British, but I know it's the British people.
I'm sure. That's why they bring in those type of black women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to say.
What?
Nah.
What?
I'll say it for a day. That's what I want to say. Especially.
Never mind. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just move on.
Yeah. Let me put.
Just move on.
Before I get canceled by my three listeners.
The time to say it.
Three and a half list. Because they going to come find it. Somebody going to dime me out. Remember what you said?
In 2025.
I'm going to get the following. I'm going to get famous because I got the cancer.
Oh, my God.
And then they going to dig this up. She had a little cancer podcast where she talked about cancer. And that's why I started following her and listening to her. But dang it.
Yeah.
Remember when you said this? I pre-recorded you.
Well, tell me after.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Okay. We already talked about it though.
Oh. Okay.
We already talked about it. Ain't no secret. Ain't no secret amongst friends. But yeah. And you had to make me believe in Nick and Olandria. Now listen. Let me say this. What did I tell you about Olandria? You can say this.
That she didn't like Nick.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I believed you.
Now, me and Olandria have the same values.
I believe.
We have
Y'all are from the same place.
Yes.
I don't find that surprising.
I see. But I was like, oh, I said, oh, Alandria is me.
Until we went back and saw that she did kiss him on the first coupling. So she was initially physically attracted to Nick.
Yeah. Which I was like, crazy. I said, me and Alandria had the sign. And then, yeah, when we look back, I was like, ooh, oh, okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to say. But she probably dipped back into her usual thoughts and saw he had, well, she said you had a couple, he had Bella and Sierra, and it was a little drama, and she was like, I'm cool off that,
right?
And she's probably about to compete with
but also I told you she was in love with the idea of Taylor.
Is the most baffling thing of the season is her idea of Taylor. I don't get it.
Look,
to this day,
first of all, well, I didn't get it till the season was almost over. I ain't know the boy wanted to be a vet or was in vet.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
I didn't know, honey.
That don't matter.
But vet school, and apparently he from some money, so
he probably told her that.
Nah, that's Googleable.
No, I mean, but I'm pretty sure they've had conversations, and he talked about how his family has the farm, and he probably told her what they do.
She probably didn't put that together. Somebody said farm. If somebody said,
nah, she put it together.
I'm telling you, if somebody said farm to me, yeah, we own a couple acres, a couple farms, I'd be like, ew. So
really?
I'd be like, so you be milking cows and stuff?
Farming is not cheap. Especially if you have horses.
Went in down on me, girl. Okay. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking.
Yeah, young and dumb.
Yeah.
She not.
No more. Not no more. That's, hold on.
That's why she was trying to stick it out so long.
Right. For real. They said Clark clarked it. She immediately...
Right.
Yeah, because you know I wanted to be a vet when
you
I was
see,
little.
You see, he be taking her shopping every day now.
Oh, yeah. But not to the
what?
To the good stores.
They was in LV.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they were in LV. He told mom about to go bankrupt, and she had a bunch of bags.
He better stop spending his He better stop spending his little TikTok money on Taylor.
You mean on Clark?
L. Clark. Oh. Who is Taylor?
Taylor is Taylor.
Hey, I just be bringing in. Taylor is Taylor. I just be bringing in extracurricular characters. Yeah. He's showing up. They in North Carolina now, though. He like, I'm about to meet them. He in love. And she like, 15 more minutes, dog. Woo, after I make it through this reunion. Jesus, please.
We'll see what happens.
Ain't no way she like three dreads.
Calling that man three dreads is crazy.
Yeah. When Nick start counting the dreads.
He keep his hair in them two straight twists. He ain't gonna have no dreads for real.
Man, I gotta tell you.
Probably why they so thin, because he be leaving that style in for so long. You gotta let your dreads breathe, king.
Yeah.
And moisturize your scalp.
Yeah. And it look like his scalp super easy to moisturize. It's a clear path to moisturization.
Yeah. Just take that little nozzle and boop, 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 boop.
Right. I map Mexico out on his scalp. That was wild. Okay.
You stupid.
Love ya, Taylor. Love ya. Don't know ya. Don't wanna.
You don't love Taylor. Don't lie to him.
Absolutely. Couldn't, wouldn't. But he could have got a bad edit, though.
Okay.
He could have got a bad edit. Paul Taylor. But his modeling career finna pop, pop, pop.
You know what's interesting? I think his edit I think his edit conveyed his true feelings more than his actual actions in the villa. Because if they keep asking everybody who was there, and they were like, we thought Taylor was all in. But everybody watching from home was like, girl, he don't like you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she said, Olandria said, look, Taylor was very attentive.
And everybody said that.
Yeah, they say he was everybody's best friend.
And they thought he was all in on Olandria.
I think my biggest gripe was everybody's biggest gripe when he was passive aggressive and said, maybe you're not, just not liked. I don't like it. I ain't like that. And man, yeah, I peeped
like a little child.
I peeped it immediately.
Are we gonna talk about Huda and Amaya? 1A and 1B.
1A. Listen, I'll tell you, I talked to you about Amaya in the beginning. Love you, Amaya Papaya. Mm. I talked to you about Amaya in the beginning.
And what were my feelings about Amaya from the beginning?
I don't think you was feeling her. Mm. I talked to you. Hold on, I'm lying. I liked Amaya in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I
think up until
I'm not sure if I sympathized with her. Maybe.
You didn't like the way that Ace.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that Ace. I didn't like
her
the
attention
way,
some things.
I didn't like the way they edited it.
Okay.
But after the second time, I was like, girl, it's you. Girl. Quit touching people. Keep your hands to yourself. Everybody saying you be touching people. Quit touching people. They don't like to be touched. They said they be on 3, you be on 30.
I told you, I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem with the edit or what Ace was saying at all. I didn't have a problem with it. But the moment she went and started arguing with Shelly because of the boundaries that Ace told her he had, that's when I was like, oh, it's a problem. And colorism.
Yeah.
And colorism.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird to me. That was weird.
And people just like gloss over that like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you clocked that as a biracial woman.
All right.
Of the lighter hue. Let me just tell y'all. We over here pale as white paint.
That's a lie.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Yellow as a lemon.
My arms are currently darker than Keisha's whole body. Just my arms.
Your forearm.
Just my
ma'am,
arms.
Your forearm.
The LA sun eating me up. Hey,
cookie. Mm-hmm. You cook. But I listen. I always been in the middle.
I be clocking it.
My little caramel pecan. Me, look, y'all always put me, the light skin and the brown skins always put me in it. And I'm like, I'm in the middle.
You can't be in the middle. You got to pick a side.
The brown skins.
You gotta
I'm with the browns.
You know where I'm with.
Y'all, with loaves. That's how I be. I say it's Barack, Malcolm X, with.
I don't even know if you put Barack in the category.
Barack biracial.
I know, but he ain't like, played the game.
Yeah, y'all think about it. Look, and look who he married. Exactly. And you too will be married.
Mm-hmm.
To your dark skin, brown skin, butter pecan queen.
That's a fact.
My goodness, Jesus. Oh my God.
Not like that's a problem. That's crazy. That's a problem. What's wrong with that?
I didn't say that was a problem. I'm just saying the light skin, white skin, y'all always y'all always ride for the black race, boy.
Not always.
Boy, I'll tell you, y'all always be at the forefront of justice for blacks.
Not always.
Hey, the dude, what's the Black Lives Matter dude? What's it, Sean?
Yeah, I know you're talking about Sean King.
Light skin.
He is not. First of all, I don't think he's black.
Light skin.
I don't think he's black.
Light skin. Look, Google it. Shot Lissy.
They don't even know. Google don't even know.
FBA, I'm like, listen, little Rachel.
They gonna be like, he's never.
Listen, Rachel Dolezal all 2.0.
He's never explicitly claimed to be white or black, I don't think.
He's biracial.
No, he ain't.
According to reports, Sean King's mother, Naomi K. Fleming King, is a white woman exactly. of Irish descent. And his birth certificates list Jeffrey Ryan King, a white man, as his father. Conservative media outlets have raised questions about King's identity. In 2015, King stated that his mother told him his biological father is a light-skinned black man.
He has always
identified as black.
Hold on. Let me just make sure I heard correctly.
I'm just reading.
Wait a minute. The first thing you said was he's biracial. That's the first thing you said, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you proceeded to say that his mother.
Wait. Time out. Red.
Okay. Yeah.
Say the first thing you read. Don't say I said that. Don't say I said that because that's why Shannon and Ocho getting sued now. So don't say I said it. I'm on the internet. You could Google.
Right. But the Google sound like contradiction is what I'm trying to tell you. The Google said he was a biracial man with a white mother and a white father.
They said a white man on his birth certificate.
And his mother is what?
White.
So why is that first sentence he biracial?
Ma'am.
That is a white man.
Ma'am.
That's a white man with a fade.
Ma'am. I don't.
Girl. So he white. Look, got it.
Look, I just work here.
So he white.
I just work here.
I'm just saying. His mama just told said his both his parents is white.
Look. He said a white man is on his birth certificate, but
that ain't his
mama
daddy.
Told him. And we know now. That's why Jay. Look, that's why Jay hit the mic.
But his mother and father had the same last name, correct? So she cheated on her husband with a light skinned black man.
Yeah.
That's what he trying to tell us.
That she didn't say he was married.
Her name is Naomi King. His father's name was something King.
Jeffrey Wayne King.
Mm.
A white man as his father.
Sound like a married couple.
Conservative media outlet. Mm-hmm. And or divorce when they found out. Da-da! But also.
That's Pete, wild.
Pete did. Jeffrey ain't look at him and be like.
No, because he looks white.
Let me see him.
Yeah, especially when he was a kid.
You know my sure vision like wasn't that good boy. In COVID.
I looked like a little white baby when I was born.
Oh, man.
Looking at him different.
Man, you know what?
Told you that's a white man with dark hair and a fade. Stop playing with me.
Oh, man, you know what, man? As I look at him.
White. It's all right, Shaki. You can be a white activist. It's all right. You ain't got to pretend to be. Like you said, Rachel Dolezal.
They be
stupid.
Hey, man. Black people. Black people. Listen.
But yeah, I can see how he could.
Play. I think it's okay for people to be involved and worthy of for the cause. But y'all, please. Y'all let Rachel Dolezal be the head of the NAACP. Y'all let Sean head the black. Come on, man. What, he still in the money?
Let him grow his hair and do the mustache like Travis Kelce. Be like a totally different white man. He'll look real white then. It's just
and
the
we,
way he
hey,
himself.
Just so y'all know, for anybody who try to accuse us of racism, we can say that because
it's true. That's
we
why
can,
I can say that.
We can say that because of that 50.
Girl, I don't know that 50.
And it's also on her and it's in her.
It ain't on my birth certificate, though.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Dang. Is your friend not there? Don't say that. Your mama ain't gonna like that.
What?
That you said it ain't on your birth.
Why would she not like that? It's true. I don't know that nigga.
Ah!
I don't know that white man. Alright, we're already 20 minutes in.
I didn't Google this man and got see.
Look, the Mandela effect. Everybody thinks
you go back and look at like you ain't
y'all that bitch.
I can see how he could possibly think passing. That yeah, that he could pass for like biracial. If he's not, I can see how he can pass, but also I can see that can also just be a white man with a low haircut.
He definitely be wearing a do-rag. Sure. Look at his Caesars. Look at
that's what I'm saying. Whoever cut
he be wearing a do-rag.
He's got dark hair and he keeps it low. I wonder why.
Listen, man. I don't be understanding white people with identity issues, but stop that shit. It's not fun over here all the time.
I would.
It's not all freak neat summer jams and
that's what they think.
And multiple. I know. I keep looking at him. That's the problem. I'm devastated.
But also, I know a biracial man who looks like him. So
we all do.
He could be either way. He could be either way.
We all
but
do.
Don't
but
lie.
I want to know what Jeffrey has. Why all these people parents have to come out? Remember Rachel Dolezal's office?
They was like, wait a minute.
They were like, girl.
Her parents like, wait a minute. I would have been like, those are not my parents. I don't know them people.
Didn't we talk about this? I would have been like, who is that?
They are just trying to take me down.
Right. I have no affiliate.
Because I am doing good work in the community. Yeah, that's
but
hilarious.
They pulled out her baby pictures.
Then Sean went and found a light-skinned queen. Is that his wife?
Wait. I ain't gonna tell you what I thought, but really?
What you thought?
Really?
What you thought? Oh, no, never mind. That's his wife. Whoops.
Who's his wife?
Well, she kind of, well, you probably wouldn't think that she's light-skinned. Are they Muslim now?
Oh, this is what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait. They
all right, let's get off this topic. All right, let's close it out. Shout out to Shelly and Ace. Y'all the real winners of Love Island.
Wait, we really didn't touch on the colorism and the Huda situation of it all. Yeah, because that was tied into the Martin thing. That's what I wanted to do. And I feel like Love Island was a lesson in that and something that people don't want to face. And especially we ourselves as black people, a lot of times. So it's some things on the internet that really disappointed me. But I wouldn't listen. As hard as it is, at times, and as misunderstood, that was the one prevalent thing for me about the show. If anybody listened to this podcast, or if you're a real friend of mine or close to me, especially my family, I'm extremely silly, like extremely. And that's just my personality. Even off the stage, like I don't take shit seriously. And I hate the narrative that no matter what I say and how I say it, that it's threatening or offensive because I'm black. Mm-hmm. I hate that. And I hate how it was super acceptable for Amaya to be snapping and rolling and cursing people out.
And in my opinion, that's why she won.
It's and it's wild. Mm-hmm. That's wild to me. And I hate how people try to villainize Shelly and Olandria when they spoke out.
In the mild way that they did.
And,
like, let's be for real.
We, and people, and you know, and they didn't get their just due because of the way most black women are raised. We couldn't afford to fuck two niggas in one setting. We can't do that. Y'all already over, society already over sexualizes black women.
Mm-hmm.
So now they couldn't go on national. You see when their parents came, or even when they talked to their parents, like their priority was maintaining their image,
mm-hmm.
and not getting on TV and embarrassing them. That is how most black women are raised. And I think that was part of the reason that they didn't win. I just hate that, because a lot of times I'm so, which is, I have a wall up. A lot of times I'm so shed off and closed off in settings, because if it's the truth, or if it's my truth, or if it's something that needs to be said and I say it, no matter how I sugarcoat it, I can put sugar, whipped cream, and make that shit look like the Mona Lisa, and it's just offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I hate that. That was my number one takeaway. Yes. So when we speak about colorism and things of that nature, I hate that it was the narrative about black people. It's all that is that we are black women, is that we're always threatening. But then at the same token,
girl,
they also had to be the nurturers and make everybody feels good about themselves.
While the most threatening person on the show has become a superstar. And we all know if it was Jeremiah, or if it was Shelly or Olandria acting the way Hoda did, she would have been kicked out of the villa immediately.
Yeah. Colleen,
immediately.
The way she the production, I mean, y'all got to do better by us. And by us, I mean black people, period. The way y'all let her demean Jeremiah as a black man, and he took that. The way y'all made him cower to be on a TV show and then still allow him, that was unacceptable. That was unacceptable. I don't know. I just felt really sad about a couple of things that are primal issues in America. And those subjects, like, it's you know, it's a game. I did look at it as a game. And again, I worked in reality TV, but I looked at it as a game. But also, like, it was also produced.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, I've been in rooms and setting edits, and it's and I don't know, man. It's like, do I want to continue to support this? Like, because I was doing it. I was doing the tweeting. I was doing the voting. I was doing the stuff. And I really had to sit down and question myself if I want to be, like, a part of, like, the bullshit. Like, it's something to do, but at the end of the day, I feel like I'm, in a way, I'm playing into systematic oppression and societal woes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that we should watch the show anymore. But unfortunately, there are a lot of black people and black women specifically who don't feel like Huda or Amaya did anything wrong.
Yeah.
So they're going to continue to watch the show. And that's going to continue to be the style of the show. Because I'm pretty sure there aren't many producers or editors in the room that look like Shelley or Alandria.
I'm sure.
And my biggest takeaway from the show, interestingly enough, like the main thought that I kept going back to after we watched it, is that a lot of the problematic issues that we sort of assign to genders in relationships a lot of times are not gender specific. It's just a matter of the harm that is done that makes it more dangerous. And a lot of that stuff that Huda, and in my opinion, Amaya was doing, if that was a man acting in that same way, you would immediately recognize it as being problematic and being abusive and being coercive.
Oh, I agree. Especially when it came to the the counting was egregious.
Ridiculous.
That's the wildest shit I've seen, was Huda making it to the end with no man.
As she should. She should have made it to the end. That's like, the first problem.
Like, how? I'm not gonna even lie. I just watched the season last season and this season.
Same.
Has that ever happened in the history?
Who knows?
Somebody let me know. Because that can't be.
Because if that was acceptable this season in 2025, that has to have happened before.
Oh, no. Because y'all ain't keeping the main thing the main thing.
Who knows?
Y'all ain't keeping the main thing
the
main thing.
The show is pretty egregious.
It's true. The milk challenge.
It's pretty, yeah. Well, they said the challenges haven't always been like that. A lot of people was like, can we get the old challenges where y'all just yada, yada, yada instead of this nasty shit that y'all doing?
They said push it to the, well, how far?
Yeah.
Will y'all go for fine? Yeah. They said they used to have talent shows.
I believe it.
I would love to watch that.
I believe it.
I would love to see a talent show. Yeah, good.
And the leaving out of movie night.
But I told you, hey, I call that. They don't have movie night every season, though.
But they know we want to see it. But even their rendition of movie night, they edited that down tremendously.
Yeah. Yeah. And in my opinion, the business wasn't stood on. The real business.
Apparently it was stood on, but we couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Que sera, sera. I had fun with this. I had fun this episode.
I don't really like the beginning, but once we started talking about Martin, I was all in. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, don't. How about that?
Just being honest.
Yeah.
Some BTS.
Yeah. Keep that.
Nope.
Keep that in your inner monologue.
Find somebody else. Then
I will.
You sound like we on Bridesmaids. You remember when they was going back and forth with that?
Passively aggressively. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yep, yummy. Yep. So my best friend. Keep shining. Keep
smiling.
No. This has been the Post and Delete podcast. Y'all, we gonna get video soon. Stop. Don't act. Look.
You said it. You should have said it. I told you not to say it.
You did tell me not to say it. I should have said it. Don't DM me no more. Don't text me no more. Don't tell me the video coming. When I get 3/4 of an inch of hair, the video the videos come. That's episode, who knows? Episode 100.
Mm-hmm. And when I get locked up, my hair locked up. My hair.
I'm like, wait a minute, what you do?
When I lock my hair up.
I'm like, what you do?
Cut it, either one.
Nah. We gonna get video soon. Probably episode 20, for real. About episode 20. What's these little?
Don't give them a, don't just say eventually.
Yeah. Eventually
at
seems,
some point
eventually, it seems so far we getting better. We is getting better though. Also, yeah, we need to get our bearings without the camera, because I promise,
yeah,
it be a struggle.
Yeah, still,
my dog sleep on the computer right now. Right now snoozing. Can't have that on the camera. He don't be the third mic though.
I think when we both care about the, no, he's not. I think when we both care about the topic that we're talking about, it goes well. You know what I mean?
I always care.
Yeah, that's why I said when we both care about the topic and
no,
the things that
even
we're talking
when
about,
I don't care about what you're talking
but you,
about,
but most
I
of
care.
Times you pick the topic.
Yeah, because when I ask you.
So you don't care about the topics that you're picking?
I care all the time.
All right then.
But when I ask you,
that's why I brought up Martin. I said I want to talk about Martin.
Yeah, and we did. But when I
asked, that was my favorite part of the show.
Yeah. So email us anytime.
She's not checking that email, y'all. Don't email us.
The email has been checked ever since somebody mailed me when we had that emailed me when we had that Outlook. I be checking. Email us at the Post and Delete podcast. That's POST, the letter NDELETE podcast at Gmail. Hey, follow me on the social medias at Ketralong, KETRALONG. Can y'all please share the podcast? Subscribe, please. Hey, all subscribe. I do some behind the scene videos. I done one today and I think y'all would like it. It's very, very cute, and I'm gonna post that. So if you subscribe,
am I in the video?
So if you subscribe, you will see that. Also, you know, if you want to throw us a little donation, you know, I say that because I've been working really hard. I didn't even think I was going to work this hard on this podcast. But as y'all know, this my baby. Brought him to life. 11 episodes worth. Yeah, email us. You want to plug your show?
Absolutely not.
Okay. This has been the Post and Delete podcast. Thank you all for listening. You're greatly appreciated. If you want to hit me, if you got a topic you want to talk about, hit me. Okay. I'm, you know where I'm at. Find me. Bye.